Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mario Cuomo, the former governor of New York, has died. Stuart Scott, a beloved sportscaster from ESPN, has died as well. We have jobs, Obamacare, and immigration up for grabs with this new Congress, plus so much more. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous New Year, however you celebrated. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. A big year for us on this show, as we have many, many exciting things coming your way, including heading to Washington to hear the Supreme Court's oral arguments on one of the key cogs of the ACA or Obamacare, which is the subsidies, and that could have a rippling effect on premiums and, of course, people who get the subsidies, and then what will it do to the elections in 2016? And speaking of 2016, the race is on, game on. That's what we're going to be talking about in 2015, I guarantee it. Democrats have a bench, but Hillary Clinton, I think, is the only one on that bench who is going to get that nomination, unless she decides she doesn't want to do it all of a sudden. But I think we can toss that aside. I can't imagine that she wouldn't be doing it. And then for the Republicans, it seems like every other day somebody else comes out. Mike Huckabee says goodbye to Fox Television and says he'll decide in the spring whether he's running in 2016 or not. But already we know there are some that are teetering. They just haven't made it official, from Jeb Bush to Senator Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. And, of course, Chris, I'm a huge Cowboy fan, Christie, who is seen more on camera high-fiving, hugging, snuggling with Jerry Jones and his family in the owner's box, whether the Cowboys are on the road or they're at home. I think he has a better chance at getting a Cowboys head position once he's done being the governor of New Jersey, which this past year, 2014, now we're in 2015, he was reelected as the governor. And in New Jersey, they have a two-terms rule, so that would be it for Chris Christie. There's no doubt he's talked about the presidential thing many times. He hasn't officially said anything, but pretty much it's known that he would like to throw his name into the ring for that honor, if you consider it an honor. I do. I consider it a big deal to be president of the United States, but I don't know that he'd win New Jersey, to tell you the truth, after some of the things that have happened with his relationship with the guests, with the Dallas Cowboys. In the meantime, the president wrapped up 2014 talking about a bunch of different things, including the fact that he thought jobs, we were headed in the right direction for jobs, and that more people were insured from his point of view. And the other thing was Cuba, 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 that it's time to make a change because things weren't working the way they were. Here's what he said.
What I know deep in my bones is that if you've done the same thing for 50 years and nothing's changed, you should try something different if you want a different outcome.
Now, he did throw this in saying, hey, don't expect some big meeting with Castro anytime soon.
We're not at a stage here where me visiting Cuba or President Castro coming to the United States is in the cards.
And here's the other thing that might not be in the cards, Mr. President. I don't think that getting an ambassador to Cuba is going to be such a cakewalk either, even though there's these diplomatic relations with Cuba. Hey, we have a building down there. Hey, we've been talking to the Cubans for a long time. That's not a secret. But what nominee is going to fill the slot? Because they're going to have to be voted in by the Senate. And how difficult will it be to clear that? You already have Senator Bob Menendez a Democrat from New Jersey, saying, forget about it. It's going to be very difficult to get an ambassador confirmed to Cuba. He's a Cuban American. He's vocal. He hates it. He's opposed to the president's agreement to restore relations. He says he thinks it stinks. That's exactly, I think it stinks. And remember, that hatred of Castro and the things that he did to the people in Cuba goes pretty deep. Younger people, not the same thing, but older generations, they harbor that resentment to the kind of lifestyle that they have in Cuba still as a result of it. I mean, you know, listen, people are getting rations, basically, beans and rice and, you know, whatever. They are earmarked for certain jobs. They can only economically reach a certain level. You know, it's not a cakewalk there for the people, although when you see the propaganda that's over the years have been pumped out, it looks like a wonderful, colorful place with great music, which it is, but the people do not have an easy life there. And the thought was that, well, if you open up these relations even wider with the United States, wouldn't that help? But you just heard what the president said. They're not close to it, and you also know that there's not going to be an approval of an ambassador, and that is something that would have an effect on the relationship too as well. But lanes for going and visiting will open up, I think, a little bit wider for what that's worth. But the embargo being lifted would have to be a call by Congress too, and that's not getting, I don't think that's getting lifted either. Shocking is what the FBI chief is calling the amount of police deaths in 2014. Shocking. He was at the funeral for the murdered New York City police officer, Wenjin Liu, who was with his partner when he was murdered in cold blood by someone who was out of his mind, in my opinion, was spewing all kinds of hateful things in social media and just happened to randomly pick these two cops out that were in their police car in Brooklyn on December 20th when they were assassinated, when they were gunned down. The FBI chief says, look, 115 were killed last year. That's a brutal increase from 2013. It's evil. I can't even understand it. I agree with them. I don't understand it either. And now the targeting of cops has become that much worse since the shocking deaths of Rafael Ramos, who was Liu's partner. The shooter, Ishmael Brinsley, who killed himself after the murders, said that before carrying out the shootings, that the killings were in retaliation for two unarmed black males. We know this story now, right? Eric Garner and Michael Brown. They died separately during encounters with police, resulting in protests and a whole slew of other things, and it had to do with the police and their relationships in these different incidents that happened over the summer. It is scary. I've had many police officers, I said this in a previous hour, who have gotten in touch with me, don't want to come on the air because they're currently on the job and can't say anything about what's happening in their departments, but it's being talked about everywhere, and that's not a surprise, I think. But you know, I have family members who are police officers, and I know for a fact that they're very worried. They're worried about what happens when they encounter someone, what happens when their back is turned, and how sad is that? And Liu was a guy who had only been married 2 months before. He's 32 years old. Wow, how sad. Dedicating his life to helping others in his adopted country. My, oh, my. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, politically speaking. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Two, three, go! Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh.
Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black.
So here it is, Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Will he be booted, or does he hang on to his gavel? Louie Gohmert, congressman from Texas, wants in because so many people were disappointed in what happened with the speaker who currently has that gig, the guy I just mentioned, Boehner. He may end up crying tears in his beer when it's all said and done. Will it be a struggle or not? There are a group of Republicans who are bailing. He needs at least 218 votes in the House to hang on to the speakership. He may lose it. It might not be to Gohmert. It might be to somebody else, but it could end up being a wild revote nomination, all that kind of stuff. And he ends up just losing it in a wild blaze of glory in the end. I don't know that he hangs on to the Speaker of the House. People were frustrated with the tail end of what happened. Hardcore Republicans do not like what was shoved down their throat at the tail end of the year, despite that the fact that it would have shut down the government and we would have gone through that whole rigmarole of the fairy tale line of that. But it didn't happen because Boehner didn't hold their feet to the fire, didn't hold the president's feet to the fire, and caved in, saying that it would be better to have the Republican Senate and the new members of the House that just added to the chunk that they already had to go after the immigration, to go after the executive action there and put on the funding of the government the fact that the Department of Homeland Security would only be funded through February. So this is one of the big things that's going to happen when everybody's back at work on Monday, coming back into D.C. Grim, how are you?
I'm fine there. How was your New Year's there, Kate?
It was good. It was good. It's, you know, the ball dropped, and we're still all here, and now it's 2015, and it seems like 2014 blew by, and we're into another year.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that.
You kind of open a big can of worms, you know, with everything that's going on to start the first of the season off, or first of the year off. But, you know, if I'm fishing, I'm going to put a lot of worms on here. You want to talk about politics now. We play a little game here. You mentioned to me, I'll say, like one of the presidential candidates, and I'll give you one-word description.
Yeah, and on the Republican side, they're just lining up. You know, you got Chris Christie. You got, what would you say for Chris Christie? What are his chances?
Chris Christie, I just say career politician.
Yeah. he's not going to make it, though. I don't see him really being there in the end, but some people have argued with me that he reaches out to the common man with his weight struggles and everything else, but I don't think so. I don't think he cuts across the demographics of conservatives or, you know, pick a lane. I think he's trying to straddle different lanes, which that was the problem with the bridge, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, for Hillary Clinton, Whitewater.
Yeah, well, you know, Whitewater, that all that stuff gets regurgitated. That's the thing with a Clinton or a Bush. You know, you could look at family legacies and some positives, and then you could also dredge up other things that have happened. And that's one of the things Jeb Bush is trying to make sure everything is clean in his closet. He's dumping out of boards. He's making sure everything is above board so that he can sail right into it.
Yeah, like I said, you can use just about one term for each one of these candidates. We don't really have any. I mean, I would love, and you've probably heard this too, I would love to see Mr. Sessions become Speaker.
But
out of Alabama.
Yeah. I don't think he would. I just don't think you're talking about Jeff Sessions, whether he would do it or not, right?
Well, you know, it's been mentioned to him. I've heard him on air several times. You know, he just doesn't have the votes, you know.
He doesn't have the votes, but he, you know what, one thing about Sessions that I do like, you know, is that he sticks to his guns. He is not, whether you think he's ridiculous on some things or you like him 80%, it doesn't matter. He is who he is. I mean,
he's
that's
Reagan.
It. Yep,
he's not gonna
fall down in a different direction. You know what you're getting.
And that's what this country needs, not a crybaby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we need somebody that's gonna stand up for, you know, American values. You know, you did mention the recent death, but you missed Shorty. You know, he was with 40 years with the Grand Opry. He passed away too.
Yeah, that's sad.
And I kind of have a sad news. I lost my grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She
Were you close to your grandmother?
Oh, yes. I've got several pictures. She's one of the original settlers in Nebraska.
And is that right?
Oh, yeah. You can't drive down 161 from Nebraska all the way down to Dallas there, and I don't have family that's farmers.
Wow, how cool is that? Do you know where in Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to keep that, you know, a little private. But it's, you know, she went through the Dust Bowl, which is what's kind of upsetting. You've heard recently this white privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard it. Realizing she passed away, I'm sitting here saying, how privileged were they?
Oh, the Dust Bowl was horrific. Just Google it if you don't know. It was terrible.
Tim Burns did a movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
And just see how privileged the white were during that period of time.
Man, that was bad.
And now you know Ward Bond, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's where she's from.
Wow.
And there's a reference to the movie Rio Bravo.
Uh-huh.
The Swede.
Uh-huh.
her family's basically loosely based off of the suite.
Oh, you're kidding. You know, I lived in Nebraska when I first got out of school, and I loved it. I loved living there. The people were such salt of the earth people. And you know what? It's funny you say the thing about farmers, because everybody that I talked to was a farmer. They took me out and they explained things to me about the farm, big farms and all kinds of farms, and you know, had me in the back of their tractor trailers. I was doing TV, and I ate a thing called, it was popular there, called runzas, where it's like cabbage and beef in a roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
there's
cool.
Several old dishes, but my grandmother was famous for pickling. And one of her, my favorite pickles, which is popular out in the West, but not on the East, is the lime pickle. It's hot, but yet it's sweet.
Really?
You taste the sweetness, and then it burns your mouth.
Wow.
But she was famous for pickling, and I still got her from the 1860s antique clay pickling pots.
Wow.
But,
cool.
You know, it's just sad that, you know, we're seeing this reverse racism, you know, coming out now, you know, because several Americans, I don't care whether it's East, Middle, South, whatever, you know, this white privilege, it don't exist. What made this country is hardworking people.
You know, it's interesting. You wonder, you think of the different perspectives. And we know, Grim, that there is racism, there was racism. But the problem is now everybody's so quick to label everything, including, like you say, white privilege. When you can point to the Dust Bowl, I can point to my family getting off of boats, desperately going through Ellis Island to escape the potato famine, and what they went through, and there was no privilege to be had certainly there, or growing up through the ranks in Philadelphia or New Jersey. You know, so that's the problem with the labeling. Yes, there are people that are in certain classes that could throw that label out, but the problem is painting the broad strokes, and that's what I don't understand, thanks, Grim, of what we're doing here in the United States. If we're opening this up, why, I mean, and maybe this is just so naive on my part, but why can't we just be Americans? Like the, you know, it's like the old Rodney King thing. Can't we just all get along? Why are we in this situation where progress has eluded us in these areas? Is it deep-seated feelings, things that have been passed on? I'm sure there is some of that from other generations. Is there character assassinations when there shouldn't be character assassinations? You know, you could talk about this in a zillion different ways, and you could have panels all over the country, and you would get different answers across the board. I am so certain of it. Mario Cuomo passes away. His famous speech, some of you won't like it because he went after Ronald Reagan, but you'll hear that coming up next on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, we're making the final turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing you and yours a successful, happy, and peaceful, healthy as well. That's always important, right? 2015. So the current governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, the son of Mario Cuomo, was inaugurated for a second term as governor of New York on the same day, rather, that his father died of heart failure at the age of 82. Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, was a three-time governor of the state of New York. And he was a progressive kind of politician, but he was a politician that had friends on both sides of the aisle, even though he would be considered incredibly liberal. Here's what some people had to say today about his passing. Bill Clinton said, saddened by the passing of Mario Cuomo, a passionate public servant and the embodiment of the American dream. Bill de Blasio, the embattled New York mayor, said, tonight, New York has lost a giant. Mario Cuomo was a man of unwavering principle who possessed a compassion for humankind that was without equal. Michael Bloomberg, former New York mayor, said today, "I was saddened to hear we lost one of America's most eloquent voices for liberalism and one of the most important figures in modern New York politics." Chuck Schumer said today the New York family lost one of its great sons. Prayers to all who knew and loved Mario. So there were lots of Democrats who chimed in, but so did the Republicans. George Pataki, who beat Cuomo the last time he ran for governor, like 1988. He said, "Our deepest condolences on the passing of Governor Cuomo, a proud son of immigrants, possessed of a soaring intellect and a great New Yorker." Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, said, "Our country and our region lost a giant today with the passing of Governor Mario Cuomo. He was a strong, eloquent leader who loved New York and its people. As an Italian-American, he was also a role model for future generations that anything was possible through hard work and education." And Larry King, talk show host, said, "So saddened by Mario Cuomo's death. He was my first guest on Larry King Live and one of the brightest men ever. He was a great American life." Mario Cuomo was like a quote machine. You know, when he gave speeches, people paid attention to what he had to say. And he had this to say when he was at the big Democratic convention in the mid-'80s. And he kind of went after Reagan and saw the tide turning. And here's what he said.
"Please allow me to skip the stories and the poetry and the temptation to deal in nice but vague rhetoric. Let me instead use this valuable opportunity to deal immediately with the questions that should determine this election and that we all know are vital to the American people. 10 days ago, President Reagan admitted that although some people in this country seem to be doing well nowadays, others were unhappy, even worried about themselves, their families, and their futures. The president said that he didn't understand that fear. He said, 'Why, this country is a shining city on a hill.' And the president is right. In many ways, we are a shining city on a hill. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. A shining city is perhaps all the president sees from the portico of the White House and the veranda of his ranch, where everyone seems to be doing well. But there's another city. There's another part to the shining city. The part where some people can't pay their mortgages, and most young people can't afford one, where students can't afford the education they need, and middle-class parents watch the dreams they hold for their children evaporate. In this part of the city, there are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Even worse, there are elderly people who tremble in the basements of the houses there. And there are people who sleep in the city's streets, in the gutter, where the glitter doesn't show. There are ghettos where thousands of young people without a job or an education give their lives away to drug dealers every day. There is despair, Mr. President, in the faces that you don't see, in the places that you don't visit, in your shining city. In fact, Mr. President, this is a nation. Mr. President, you ought to know that this nation is more a tale of two cities than it is just a shining city on a hill."
All right, so that was Cuomo, who, you know, is widely quoted, as I mentioned, and incredibly popular. But you think of the year that was 84, and who the candidate was who ran against him, and that would be Walter Mondale. And Reagan carried 49 of 50 states. He became only the second presidential candidate to do that after Nixon's win in the 72 presidential election. And so what Cuomo was attacking was the thing that Reagan won on. The people economically felt really, really strong. In fact, what's interesting is Reagan's electoral votes. He had 525 electoral votes. It's the highest total ever received by a presidential candidate, right? In fact, it's like fourth by percentage-wise electoral votes for that. Wow. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you have to go back to, for higher, like crazy high, Franklin D. Roosevelt in the 30s and like 36. And Mondale had 13 electoral votes. It was the second fewest ever by a second place candidate. So that was a resounding thump. Reagan was incredibly popular if you go back and you think of that. But Cuomo was very, very popular as the governor of New York City. He absolutely was. He was the bootstrapper guy, as has been described in what some people have said about Cuomo, who struggled, had a family that immigrated, and, you know, he rose through the ranks and showed that it was possible to certainly to do that. There was another loss, I think, that's significant in a much different world, and that's ESPN's Stuart Scott. And Stuart Scott was diagnosed with cancer in 2007, so he really was fighting cancer for a long time. And he decided to take as much positivity that he could on that journey. And he went and talked to a lot of people who had cancer and gave them a lot of hope. And he died at the age of 49 after 7 years. And he was a huge sports anchor for ESPN. And ESPN was a game changer in the world of sports and cable television. You know, you go to Connecticut in the middle of nowhere, plop up some satellite dishes, and voila, they're off. And ESPN was in every home, was all over the place eventually. And he worked for ESPN for 21 years. He had all kinds of catchphrases, probably most known for Booyah. He would say Booyah on the air. And he's the guy that, you know, he did the thing that you do in radio or television, and got out of school and went to a couple of different markets and kind of moved his way up. He was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Florence, South Carolina, and was in Orlando and whatnot. But he was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2007, and had done chemotherapy and done everything he could do. And he, you know, so he lost that battle at the age of 49. And a lot of ESPN people have come out to say things about him and talk about how he, you know, fought the cancer and what a difference maker he was. And he was well liked by, you know, so many of his colleagues. So it's been a crazy tail end of 2014. And then it was, and swinging into the new year, too, these two that I mentioned, obviously very well-known names, Cuomo, and from the sports world, certainly Stuart Scott. And speaking of the sports world, some of you might have been watching the playoff games, because, you know, we do that nail the score thing. We had four playoff games. We had nobody who nailed the score. In fact, almost everybody picked the Steelers. The Steelers and Baltimore tangled in a very big wild card matchup and what's become a big rivalry. And Baltimore wins that battle 30-17. Wow, 30-17. It wasn't the only game. The capper on Sunday was the Dallas Cowboys beating the Detroit Lions 24-20. So they move on to meet the Green Bay Packers. You had Indianapolis, the Colts, beating the Bengals 26-10. And then Carolina, for those of you listening to us in that area, I know a lot of people were asking me just randomly about the Panthers, and the Panthers get to host another game. And they beat Arizona 27-16. So it was the end of the wild card weekend. Like I said, the capper was Dallas winning in the couple of minutes left. 3 and change, winning 24-20. Stay with us. Our final segment for this hour coming up around the bend.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another edition of We Can Count. I love when they say seven. I didn't do that very well. All right. So, topping We Can Count. Can you believe it? Five times. Is that the charm? Sylvester Stallone announces that there is going to be another Rambo. It will be the final Rambo, but he's doing a Rambo. So, he's going to fight another day. You got to think about this. Rambo, the very first Rambo was 1982. And somehow, they were very popular in the 80s. Somehow it finds its audience. Yeah, so there was even a cartoon series. He had a couple of films in the late 80s. There was a 2008 Rambo. So Stallone knows how to milk it. 68 years old. He's going to play in this fifth installment of Rambo. He's also going to play, if you think about this, because he played Rocky Balboa, right? He's going to play Rocky Balboa in this upcoming movie, Creed, right? It's supposed to be released in 2016. Man, I guess you just have to keep in shape. If you're Sylvester Stallone, you never know when you might be back playing a role that you played in the 80s, because he seems to do it the best. He seems to keep getting these things that come back around from. All right, how about this? Do you ever take a trip and you look at this thing called TripAdvisor because you want to get a cheap hotel, but it's going to be awesome because you're going to read the reviews everybody writes about it? Well, TripAdvisor is all about reviews, and, you know, all about getting good reviews and blah, blah, blah. But how about this? Antitrust officials in Italy decided that they were going to slap the site with a huge fine, $611,000 for unfair trade activity and misleading consumers. So now TripAdvisor is shocked. They get that suit, that lawsuit, or then they have to pay this fine. Hey, okay, here's the fine, or we're going to file a suit. And they decided that they're going to accuse the Italian Competition Authority of being out of touch. They say that the ruling is unreasonable, and they think that TripAdvisor is a force for good, both for consumers and the hospitality industry. So it'll be interesting to see where this ends up. TripAdvisor has been around since the year 2000. And they say they're the world's largest travel website, that they get millions of reviews from tons of people that are, using it, use the site. And then they say what they see when they encounter whatever XYZ hotel and warn people away from certain hotels, that kind of thing. And how about that? I think there's a good chance they won't pay that fine. I'm just thinking. But maybe not. You know, it's internationally, it could be a little bit different. These are all things to pay attention to when you're talking about the World Wide Web. This is a big deal because Louie Gohmert of Texas has joined forces with Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida to say that they don't want to see Boehner as the Speaker of the House again this upcoming session. He says he's running because a recent poll showed that 60% of those who voted Republican in the midterm elections did it because they want a different speaker. They want a change of pace. 25% of them said they won't vote for a Republican 2016 if there isn't a change. And Gohmert says they need to get back to appropriating and going through regular committee processes so every representative from both parties would have a chance to participate in the process, and you don't have a dictator running things, meaning they're complaining about the way you get the Speaker of the House, that it just shouldn't be, okay, I'm the Speaker of the House, basically. Typically, you have two candidates, one Dem, one Republican, and usually the majority wins. Usually that happens. So now we'll see when they take this vote, If it's a process that they have to do over and over and over again, it could happen that way. There's enough Republicans who are saying that they will jump off this bandwagon. They'll jump off of it. This is an interesting story that I saw with a crazy number. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican. I just saw this, that the EPA rules, since the president has taken office in 2009, they say are 43 times longer than the Bible. I want to meet the person who has read all the rules. To me, that's the biggest problem with this. The biggest problem with anything that's out there is that has to do with legislation or things that affect us are the biggest problem is the fact that nobody has the time to go through it. It's just like the Affordable Care Act. Why don't we have waiting times? Why don't we take really big issues, and that's going to become where the focus is? So some other things have to go in the back burner, but it's only because you have people actually reading the bills that they're voting on and not getting the highlights, the cliff notes. But that's what happens because there's not enough time. There's so much going on, there's not enough time to do it. Pope Francis named 20 new cardinals from around the world to the very top of what you would call the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. 15 that can now enter a conclave to choose his successor after his death or resignation. It's the second time he's put his stamp on the direction he wants the church to move in. He named 19 cardinals a year ago. They have an installation ceremony that's known as the princes, plural, of the church at a consistory of the Vatican on February 14th. The new cardinals, under age 80, come from Italy, France, Portugal, Ethiopia, New Zealand, Vietnam, Mexico, Thailand, Uruguay, Spain, Panama, Cape Verde, and Tonga. 9 of them come from countries in the developing world. How about that? A spokesperson at the Vatican says the Pope doesn't feel chained to the tradition that major cities around the world should automatically have cardinals to lead them. Yeah, he definitely moves to a different drum, doesn't he? That's why I like him. How about this? This story, if you lived in this country, would really make you fume, right? France's 75 super tax quickly disappeared. It was a policy of the French president, François Hollande, the super tax, on top earners. It's now in its final weeks because there was lots of controversy over what's happened since they've had this tax. The policy expires on February 1st, and it was supposed to be it was only ever slated to last 2 years, and they've got, for months they've declared it wouldn't be renewed. The tax had been watered down till it was barely a shadow of what it was supposed to be. France's top court declared the tax unconstitutional, saying the original plan to actually levy the tax on all individuals earning 1 million euros or 1.2 million just would not work. So instead, they came back with a version that made companies pay the 75% rate for a portion of employees' salaries above the million euro ceiling. Remember the actor Gerard Depardieu, who said, "I'm leaving France because of the tax," and he took up Russian citizenship, and he only paid 6% tax in his new house, and he said how ridiculous it was. French football clubs said the tax made it difficult to even get any top talent. They had all kinds of problems because of the crazy tax, and now suddenly it's just dropping off the books. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Send me your thoughts on anything. We're open 24/7, baby. AmericaTonight.net.
Everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80, the numbers 80.com.